Hey everybody, this is Ron. Welcome to the call. And if you're on this call, it's because you are registered for the upcoming Quick Start Real Estate School in Baltimore next week. And the purpose of this call is to get you prepared for that. Mr. and Mrs. Wolf, are you on this call?
Well, hello, Ron. How's it going?
Yes, we certainly are here.
Long time no see.
This is Brian and Lynette Wolf. We're fresh off of a cruise. We just came back from Alaska, where after the cruise, they went home and I went to Alaska to kill fish. So I just got back.
And boy, did you kill a lot of fish.
Kill a lot of fish, yes. All right, well, guys, you might want to get a pencil and paper out. I brought Brian Linnell on this call because they're instrumental in this event for several reasons. And the first is that they are the ones that are going to personally call all of the leads that you bring in. And I'm going to instruct you on that here in a moment. In addition to that, they are working with me on outbound calls. You'll hear them call sellers and right over the loudspeaker, and they're going to help you structure deals throughout the entire event so that you go home ready to actually convert them to cash. And in addition to that, they're one of our team of mentors as well. If you wish to choose to get a mentor on your team while you're there, Brian and Lynette will be there as a representative of that entire group. So they got a big part to play in this event. And Brian and Lynette, you want to start by just telling them what qualifies you to even be there to begin with.
Sure. We're actually, like Ron said, we're from Arizona, and we actually average 6 to 8 deals per month is our average transactions. We're transaction engineers, the king and queen of automation. We are incredible at automation. We've closed over $95 million worth of real estate transactions. And the best thing that ever happened to us was when we met you, Ron, over 11 years ago. I mean, you changed our life forever. And we are forever grateful for that. We love you, and we love hanging out with you, and you have changed our life forever. So we are very, very appreciative.
Yeah, and we started very traditional, guys. We were both real estate agents. Lynette was in new homes, and we'd been very successful, but we were stuck in the rat race working like dogs, and I'd also done mortgages, and our eyes were open when we met Ron. I mean, this is a potentially life-changing thing for every single one of you, and it was that for us. It showed me a new way I could do it. I always thought I was a pretty smart guy, but Ron showed me all these great techniques of ways I had no idea, especially the Pretty House business, guys. You are going to see things that you never saw before, and you're going to see it happening right in front of you, and that's what I love about this event so much, because maybe you, like us, had gone and seen other supposed gurus. Ron is it because you see it in action. You actually see us doing the calls and converting these deals right in front of you.
All right. So we're going to come back to that. Let me go down to my punch list here. First, let's start with the hotel. I mean, if you're listening to this, you should already have this information, but we've discovered no matter how we send out information, some of it doesn't arrive. We send it by email, we send it by mail, we send a carrier pigeon out, and still, every time we have a class, there are those in the class who didn't get critical information. So if you don't know the hotel location, it's the Doubletree Silver Springs on Colesville Road. And the phone number is 301-589-5200. By the way, I've got you all muted right now. I am going to open it up for questions here after I get through with my list. That's 301-589-5200 is the phone number. Now, the hotel is charging $139 a night. That's our block rate. I strongly suggest that you book a room there if you haven't already. Gosh, driving there is miserable. You're going to have a hard time getting there on time. We start at 8 a.m. every single morning, and in fact, one of them we start at 7:45. So really would be nice if you could stay at the hotel, hang around with the rest of the group, take it easy, relax, take a nap when you need to, and not have to hustle and bustle and get out in the traffic and then go back home and get involved in all of the things that happened there as well. So if I could get your attention for 4 days, I promise you'd be well worth your investment in that hotel room. Plus, you'll absorb more just simply because you're there. So if you haven't booked, get booked. If you have booked, great. Then you won't have any problem getting downstairs on time. Now, I start at 8 a.m. every morning. You want us to get there a little bit earlier first morning so you can get registered. And please don't make any evening plans because we go into the evening. We go to 7:30 on night one, 7:30 on night two, 6 o'clock on night three, and we will be out of there approximately 4:30 on the fourth day. But every day again starts at 8 o'clock, and we have jam-packed agenda the entire time. The third day is the day that we'll go out on the bus, and that will take up the entire morning. And the last day is spent on selling houses, and that day alone, I tell you, is worth the whole event when you're going to sit there and listen to real people that really sell houses every single day, how they do it, and how that it doesn't come close to what you would consider conventional wisdom on selling houses. So I'm going to spend the entire first day going through the pretty house business for you, making sure you understand where the money's made in the business. We got the scripts all in the book for you. We got everything you need to do business there. We got a virtual assistant service if you want to hire that as well while you're there to do all of the grunt work for you, which is about 90% of everything that you're going to be needing to do. By the time you get out of this class, there's only a few things that you need to get done, and most of those are going to be done by others. And you'll have the system laid out in front of you. You'll be able to determine what is a deal and what's not a deal as we do them right in front of your eyes. There will be at least 3 days where we do deal structuring sessions where we literally take the deals and go through your leads and discuss them individually. And then we'll also help you make sure you have the right contracts prepared properly before you leave. And if we can get your people on the telephone, we're going to make appointments for you when you get back so we can literally get you out there making money right away. Now, in order to make that happen, you're going to have to bring property information sheets. And frankly, that's the main purpose of this call, is to, we're doing our best to make sure that you come prepared. If you come prepared, meaning you bring some property information sheets filled out, we will do everything we can to help you turn those into deals. Lynette, why don't you describe what normally happens at this boot camp with these property information sheets and what they generate for students? If you can remember, perhaps even the last one, because I don't remember.
Yes, I do, actually. It's so exciting because, like Ron said, the more lead sheets you come in, the more we can pre-negotiate and close a deal for you. And the awesome thing is we don't take a cut. So you're going to see these deals, students bringing in deals and making money right in front of your own eyes. So if you don't bring in lead sheets, you're going to be very sad. But at the last Quick Start Real Estate School, Joseph, he's from New Hampshire. I don't know if you remember him, Ron. He had brought in about 13 lead sheets. Anyway, we ended up calling one of his deals. It was a seller where it was encumbered for $345,000. PITI was $2,430. That's principal, interest, property tax, and insurance. The house was worth about $350,000, so it was encumbered. So a lot of students would have said this is not a deal. But we ended up buying this house for what the seller owed. We did an axe deal, which most people don't know what that means yet. But we bought it for what's owed. We exited out, and listen to this, Ron. Because Joseph brought this lead sheet in, we got an axe buyer to pay $12,000. Okay, we got an assignment fee, $12,000, and the axe buyer took over the $345, the $2,430 PITI. So because he brought this lead in, he made $12,000. We are so excited for Joseph. And also there was another student at the last Quick Start, Linda. She was from Atlanta, actually. We had bought this house. It was a little house worth $98,000. It was encumbered for $68,300. PITI was $597 a month. The seller said, yes, I'll sell for what's owed. We ended up getting a lease purchase buyer on this one for $105,000, $105,000, and it was $4,000 non-refundable deposit that Linda got to have immediately, and the monthly was $795. So the cash flow on that one, $600 minus $795, so it was like $295 a month. Positive cash flow. Was she happy she brought this lead sheet in? Absolutely. And those are just a couple of the deals. A couple boot camps ago, do you remember Andrew? He had done that yellow letter campaign run. Andrew had dropped a ton of yellow letters, and we ended up closing three of his deals from that Quick Start. That was the Quick Start Real Estate School before the one, this last one. So we're super excited. The more lead sheets you bring in, the more we can help you.
And the keys on the lead sheets, guys, don't think it's not a deal automatically. Don't pre-screen it out of the pile until we see it. bring in everything, and you're going to have some great lead sheets, hopefully, and we're going to close them. We're going to teach you very quickly how you can determine whether you have a good lead or not. And then the second part of pre-screening is, what kind of a deal is this? Like Lynette just mentioned, that was an axe deal. We're going to teach you guys to figure out exactly, very quickly, pre-screening at lightning speed, and then closing these things as fast as possible.
Okay. Well, and we might point out that the deals that Lynette just mentioned, that boot camp was only 3 weeks ago. And
yes. That's right.
Those are the only ones that we're privy to finding out what the results are, because we don't, you know, people don't go home and call us every day and tell us how they're doing. So, guys, if you bring the leads, we'll turn them into deals for you and show you exactly what to do to follow up on them. So let's talk about that. You should have it with you, a property information sheet that we sent you. And if you do not, you'll find it in several places. First, it's in the Control Without Ownership purple course, which you should have. And secondly, it's on ronlegrand.com/FISBO, F-S-B-O. Find it there. And thirdly, it's on the Gold Club site under resources. You'll find it there as well. If you're not a Gold Club member, you might as well go to ronsgoldclub.com and get signed up, because you will be before you leave this room, when you discover that all your resources are right there, including every forms and agreement that I've ever put in any of my courses, and over 200 hours worth of training on there as well, on video training. So, I mean, just an enormous amount of benefits on the Gold Club site. The sheet's in front of you. Let's go over it real quick so we make sure we're on the same page on what it needs to look like when you bring it in. Now, Lynette mentioned yeses and nos. I want you to bring them all in, whether they're yeses or nos. Let us decide whether they're worth chasing or not. And just so you'll know, you will be trained to call all of them, even if they're nos, because you will discover that about a third of your nos will turn into yeses. So we're going to work the yeses first, and then we'll start working on the nos. Sometimes we don't ever get to the nos because we got so many yeses to get through. And you'll also discover that during the summer, you can't reach about 30% of the people by phone. So we get them in the class, and we call them two or three times, and we never do get them on the telephone. So bring more leads than you need worked, because there's no way we'll get them all worked in the time frame that we're under here. Our virtual assistant team here in my office, that's right now, they can't reach 30% of them all over the country, nationwide. We just can't get them to answer the telephone. It's worse in the summer than it is in the winter. But
yeah, I don't know why that is.
I don't know. Maybe they're on vacation or whatever. I don't know. But just think, people run ads, and they want to sell their house, and they won't even answer the phone. So
it's crazy.
I know. You're going to have the same problem when you're out here trying to run down these leads before this event starts. So that's why we're having this call today. You got several days to get it done, and we only really need a handful of them from you to start getting you deals. The more you bring in, the better. So let's start with, where are we going to find these leads to begin with? All right, we start with Craigslist. You'll find them on Craigslist. The problem is, you have to probably email them and get them to call you back or send you their phone number, because you must be on the telephone with them to fill out the property information sheet. You cannot collect the information we need on anybody's website. It must be a phone conversation. You'll see why in a second. Craigslist is great, but it is only the first step. There's several other websites where you live where people advertise houses for sale, such as Trulia and Zillow. Go to those sites as well. And then go to Google and type in, "I want to buy a house in whatever city you're in." And here will come a whole bunch of websites where people advertise houses for sale. Just systematically start looking for these ads online. Now, that's step one. Step two, it would behoove you to ride around in the nice neighborhoods and look for sale by owner signs and see how many of those you can find. Take a picture of the sign with your cell phone, go home and call them and fill out the property information sheet. And I'm going to tell you, that's the best quality lead you're going to find, is a FISBO sign in front of the house. The second best quality lead you'll find is when you run ads online at those same sites that you're looking for houses, post ads yourself. I buy houses, any area. In fact, your ads are in your manual there, but if you just post an ad, "I buy houses in any area, walk away today."
Yeah, we love that. Walk away today.
And any price range. And just put your phone number and your email address in that ad. You've got plenty of time to get some decent response between now and then. Remember, we're only looking for a handful of leads, and you won't have to go too far to find that handful of leads. So go ahead and get those ads run. They're free. And if you haven't ever run them before, now's the time to learn the program anyway. Soon you'll be having VAs do it for you, but the more you know about what you're trying to get VAs to do, the better you can control that process. So run those free ads. Get people contacting you. Fill out property information sheet. Ride around, look for some FSBO signs in front of houses. And again, nice neighborhoods, please, not the crap. Your best money is going to be made in houses and from $150,000 and up in market value. And honestly, we don't care how far up you go. And in fact, I will be showing you some deals that we're working on that are multi-million dollar deals that produce six-figure checks per house. If you don't get lit up by the time I get you out of this event, you're going to need some pills, I tell you. You see the money that's being made out there right now on high-end houses as well as your medium-priced houses all over America. So you cannot bring me leads on too high-priced houses. So if you can find some high-priced houses, do it. The higher-priced houses you find, the better I'm going to like it, the better you're going to like it. But as long as you bring me pretty houses and beautiful neighborhoods, I don't know, 150 and up, and in the D.C. area, of course, you're going to be way higher than that. You're probably going to be $300,000-$400,000 and up. Baltimore, less. But, you know, we're going to have people at this event from all over the country. So I don't really care what price range it is as long as it's not in the bottom price range and down in there where the war zones are and down in the low-priced properties. We will deal with low-priced properties, bank-owned properties, but not in the pretty house business. That's a totally separate segment of our business, and I will cover all of that for you as well. In fact, when we get on the bus, we'll be going out and looking at the lower-priced properties, not the higher-priced, because we're going to pay cash for them. I'll spend the second afternoon and the third morning on nothing but buying bank-owned properties, so you're clear on that when you leave as well. But most of your income is going to come from the pretty house business, but I'll also show you how to buy the properties you'll want to if you want to do rehabs or if you want to do wholesaling. So come back to the property information sheet with me for a moment. Look in the upper right-hand corner, and you'll see some stars. Those stars must be filled out. I must have the answer in what are they asking, what do they think it's worth, and then the one below that says your comps. That's there for you to go on those same sites, Zillow and Trulia, or Redfin, or whatever site you wish to find some comps that match the subject property. Anything that's in the same subdivision in the same area that was sold in the last several months is a good comp. In fact, if you will put the address in, generally the only list that comes up of properties that are sold are comps. Just check, make sure you look at the square footage. The square footage must be similar to the square footage of your subject. Just write down some numbers from properties that you see that have been sold in that area, and I only want the two or three highest sales prices. Junk all the rest. I'm not interested in any kind of bank-owned property sales or any properties that sold in poor condition or under distress. I'm only interested in the higher-priced sales because that's what you're going to learn to use as your new ARVs. Market value for your properties. So in the your comp section, put me a couple of numbers in there. Now, to be honest, it ain't going to kill our deal if you don't put them in there, but I can tell you it's going to make it a lot easier for us to process if we have an idea of what this property's worth and we see how it compares to what the seller thinks it's worth. In the rectangle below, you'll see the loan information, the loan amount, and the payment. I honestly don't care who the lender is, and I really don't care what the interest rate is, but I definitely got to have the loan amount. Got to have the payment. I got to know if it's PITI, principal interest, taxes, and insurance, and if it's current. So we ask, what do you owe? What's the payment? May I assume that's taxes and insurance? Okay, and may I assume it's current? Check them off. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not bring the loan amount in, there's nothing we can do with your lead. You want to emphasize that, Lynette?
Absolutely.
We need to say it about five times.
I know. We can't say it enough. And it's just astonishing how many lead sheets come in incomplete. So obviously, like Ron said, we're going to get to the yeses first and then the ones that are complete, and then the noes and then the incompletes.
So got to have the loan amount. We can't do anything with a lead that we don't know what they owe and what the payment is. And then right below that, you'll see the three blocks with script in them. And if you look over on the left, it says, if there's $35,000 or less difference between the loan amount and the asking price, ask, will you sell for what you owe? My friends, that's a critically important question. Because if you get a yes to that, you just got a house for free. And that means you can take over the debt or at least purchase it for what they owe. You'll have no money in it at all. It's a free house. I just got one of those here in Jacksonville 2 weeks ago. I'll show you that when you get there.
Awesome. It's just amazing how many times we get a yes on that, Ron, here in Arizona. And we love it. Zero money down, none of your own credit. It's like one of our favorites.
So, but remember, please do not ask that question if there's a great big gap between the loan amount and the asking price. For example, if it's a $200,000 house and they want $190,000, but they only owe $100,000, asking them if they'll sell for what they owe just alienated your client because they're wondering what seminar you just got out of. That would be a very foolish question when there's such a large gap between the asking price and what they owe. So only ask that if that gap is not very large. Now move over into the center. The center is if there's a mortgage on the property, but there's equity in it. In other words, if the loan amount is substantially below the asking price, then you go to the middle question, would you lease purchase the property? Ask it just like it's written there, and I want a yes or a no answer. A yes or a no answer if you're asking that question. Now, if you'll follow the lines down below the yes or no, it'll lead you to the next thing to say regardless of what their answer is. So please help us help you and get that completed. I want a yes or a no circled on one of those three blocks. Now, if you ask, will you sell for what you owe on the left, you might want to follow that up with, well, then what would be the least you could take for your equity? Because sometimes people will give you their house for $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 and still give you a bunch of equity in it, but they won't give it to you because they don't have the money to move. So make sure you follow that up with what if they say no, well then what do you want for your equity? In the middle, if you ask the lease option question and they say no, if you look down below, so you're saying if you don't get all cash you won't sell, I want that check, yes or no, because if it's a no, then you probably don't have a prospect there. Now if you look over on the right, you say it's free and clear. You'll know it's free and clear because when you ask what they owed, they said nothing. You go immediately to the right and you ask, would you consider taking your equity in monthly installments? I must have a yes or a no. And then if it's a no, look at the line and it takes you right down to the lease option question, and I must have a yes or a no. Those three blocks will make or break our energy to call them back. Those three blocks will determine the suspects from the prospects the best we can on the front end, because we're going to call all of the yeses first before we even attempt to get to the no. So my friends, whether you're doing a call-in or your VA's doing it, if our VA's calling for you, they're going to get the answers to the questions for you. They're programmed to do that. They're going to get the answers to the loan amount if, in fact, there's any way to get the seller to release it. You will discover that almost everyone will give you the loan amount with little or no resistance. It's just not the big thing you think it is in your head. People have no problem giving you the loan amount. But there's always a few who do. So you push hard, and I've got a script in the manual. If you look in your Control Without Ownership course, you will find a script in there to counter that if they give you a hard time on the loan amount. But to press as hard as you can to get that loan amount.
That's the key, because all the pre-house business, guys, is based on financing. And that's what Ron illuminated for me. And now we've become experts at structuring these deals and getting financing. And if you can get a house for no money or little money down and none of your own credit, that's the entire pretty house business when you can work out this financing part. And the keys are in those boxes.
Yep. Our whole goal is to get terms. We want to get terms from the seller so we can offer terms to the buyer to make these properties easy to sell, and you're going to see some very big checks coming from that process. So get that, get the facts. Down below, you know, you'll see the I want the bedrooms and the baths and the square footage. But I also, you must know if it's listed. Make sure you ask them, is the house listed? Because if it's a, if it is listed, it's a totally different deal. We cannot buy a house that's listed unless the listing is released or it's going or we waited out. And actually, I've bought several lately where we waited out the listing. Like I got a guy in Vegas getting a contract on a $1 million house right now, just exactly like that. We waited out the listing. Also, I want to know their reason for selling and when do they want to move. And please don't ignore that repair block. I'm not asking for a repair estimate, but I most certainly want to know if it needs no repairs, which most of them won't, a little bit of repairs or a rehab. It's important that we know that because that's going to determine our offer and our exit strategy. And then if you look way down at the bottom of your sheet, you'll see vacant or occupied. That's also very important. We need to know if it's occupied or not, because if it's vacant, obviously we got a much more motivated seller than if we got one that's living in it. So just fill in the blanks the best you can and bring us as many leads as you can, and we'll show you how easy it is to turn these leads into money, and you'll know exactly what steps to take after you leave. And again, you'll leave with the documents to take to the seller. And we're even going to make appointments for you so you don't chicken out on us, aren't we?
We are so excited to call your sellers. It's our favorite part of the whole business. We're ecstatic for you to bring in a ton of lead sheets so we can make you a ton of money.
All right. I'm going to open it up for questions now, and we'll see what if we don't have too much of a noisy background here. Here we go.
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
All right, we're open. So if you got dogs barking and children screaming and spouses yelling, please tell them to leave the room. And we'll try to carry on a conversation here.
Up hey, Ron.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Bill Perillo. I'm calling you. I'm new to the program. Question about getting lawyer support. If I need to find a lawyer, I'm having issues finding one here. Will I have a better chance of finding one or networking when I'm there?
Well, we will talk about finding a lawyer while you're there, Bill, but honestly, the way to find them is to talk to investors who have already got lawyers. If they're investor-friendly, you want them, or, in fact, realtors as well, as long as their realtors are not anti-investor, as some of them are. You are going to need a lawyer, but that's the least of your concern right this minute. Right now, we need some deals in your lap, and then you can go find lawyers and have something to talk about when you do find them. Don't worry about
Ron,
it right now. Yes.
My name's Cheryl Kelly. I'm from the Boston area.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to worry about titles on these, right? That comes later?
You don't have to worry about titles. I don't understand the question.
Well, when listening to your course, I know one thing. When you go to put the deal through, you check to make sure the title's clear.
We check to make sure that we don't have title issues, yes.
Right, so we don't have to do that before we come. We just bring the sheet.
Oh, no. Gosh, you don't do that until after you have an agreement signed.
Okay, and
yeah.
On that sheet, it didn't. You have to ask whether there are any other owners?
Not yet.
Okay,
we'll take
good.
Care of that. You just get the information that's on the sheet filled out, and we'll make sure that we are dealing with all the owners before we make an appointment. That's part of
okay,
your
thank you
appointment
very much.
Script. The appointment script that's right in your book.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Who else?
Ron.
Yes.
This is Dan McGrew down in North Chapel Hill.
Hey, Dan.
And I'm a repeat from the Creston, Virginia deal about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And question, how do I sign up a VA? Can I sign up a VA before I come up?
Yes, you can. That's a good question. It's probably, you can sign one up, but you won't have time to get one signed up and generate any leads before this event since it's next week.
Okay, so I'll have to use what I got here.
Yeah, so you might as well just wait till the event,
okay. And
we'll have forms there for you, and you'll know all the fact about it, and you'll know which plan to pick and the whole works.
Okay, now the meeting is at the DoubleTree.
Yes, sir.
I'm already booked in there. But they charged me, they said they didn't know anything about Global Publishing, and they charged me a higher rate, so.
Don't worry about it. You see Nikki when you get there, and she'll go slice them and dice them for you.
Oh, by the way, Anybody planning on going to the summit, they sign up at the Doubletree at the Hilton. You can get 4 days, 3 nights at Orlando for about $190 to $160.
Where in Orlando? What are you talking about?
That's with Hilton. You got set through a class session, so I've got to sell you timeshare. But
I'm not going to tell people to do that. No, I ain't going to do that.
Well, that's if you go to their resort. If you go to the regular Hilton, no, that's not.
Well, I'm not going to recommend people do that. I need their full attention at the hotel, so we'll deal with that as well. Who else got a question about the boot camp?
Hey, Ron.
Yes.
Hey there.
We got conversations going on in the background, folks. You're on a conference call. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not. Are you talking to me?
No. I was trying to keep some of that racket down behind you there.
Oh, okay. All right. So I have a situation where I have a potential deal to bring, but the house is already leased out. So if the house is already leased, how does that play into the situation?
Well, as long as they don't have an option to buy it, we can deal with it. But if they have an option to buy it, you won't do anything with it.
But, like, let's say it's a year lease.
A year lease, you can handle the deal. You can still buy the house, but you'll have to honor the lease.
Okay. All
right. So what? Or work out a release with the tenant, one of the two. Or sell it to the tenant. All of the above.
What was your name?
Very good. My name's Russ. R-U-S-S. Russ Googe.
All right, Russ. Bring it there. We'll discuss it there.
We'll do.
Anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ron, this is Joyce Geraci in New York. I have a question. If we're bringing leads from states that we don't live in, if we do make an appointment with them and it's a yes, obviously we couldn't go there personally to write up the deal.
Joyce, you probably shouldn't bring leads in states you don't live in because you do have to follow up on them or it's all a waste of time.
Mm, you know what I'm finding in New York, New Jersey, Queens? Every time I approach an attorney, they tell me it's illegal to assume a mortgage, to take over subject to.
Joyce, that's the first time I've ever heard that. How about you, Lynette?
I know. But you know what? Even realtors say to me, why would you do that? Well, they say they're going to send it to an attorney and blow it out of the water.
Joyce, we're not going to be working with realtors on those deals, so don't worry about that. And trust me, I got students all over New York and New Jersey doing everything we discuss.
So do we.
So quit worrying about what one attorney tells you or what some realtor tells you that would just as soon you'd be dead.
Well, that's encouraging, and I look forward to seeing all of you.
Yeah. Okay. If you find the right attorney, you will feel so much better when you get your dream team together.
And bring leads from where you live, Joyce, because, again, you do have to follow up on them.
Okay. I'm glad I asked the question so I wouldn't waste my time getting leads elsewhere.
I am, too.
Thank you, Ron.
All right. Next question.
Hey, Ron, on some of the FSBO sites, it says, attention, realtors and third parties, interested in buying the house.
Where'd you go? You crapped out on me.
You'll be subject to a $1,000 fine if you solicit to this person. It says on the for sale by owner site on some of them. Does that mean what we do, we cannot call them in that situation?
Well, first of all, who's going to fine you? Second of all, why would anybody run an ad that says my house is for sale if they didn't expect somebody to call them? So I agree
with you.
I wouldn't worry about what some stupid website says because it's irrelevant. And honestly, I don't know what their intent is on that anyway. That's foolish.
Well,
I guess they're trying to keep realtors from calling their sellers to list their houses.
Yeah, they're just trying to protect people from realtors there.
Yeah. It doesn't mean a thing. Nobody can find you because you call somebody on their website.
All right, thank you.
Ron?
Yes.
If you get a lead and the owner wants to do it, but they don't understand what a lease purchase is, what do you do?
Well, I have a very simple explanation for that. In fact, I have scripts for that where you can just read the script and explain it to them.
Okay.
It's not hard to explain. The answer is very simple. I will lease your property and make you a rent payment and with an option to buy it. And it's really more complicated than that. I'm going to
lease
the property,
great.
And I'm going to pay you rent to equal your payment.
You know what makes it simple sometimes is people understand rent to own. So if people do not seem sophisticated to you on the phone initially, we'll just start saying rent to own. It's a way for them to understand lease purchase more easily sometimes.
Okay, thank you.
Bet.
All right. Anybody else? Going once. That's your last chance to fire out questions at me.
Till the event.
Hold on just a second. All right. Well, if I have no more questions, I will see every one of you bright and early on Wednesday morning. So, again, we start at 8 o'clock. I mean, a little early. And come prepared. You don't need to bring anything with you except maybe something to write with. Your cell phones are fine, and I'm fine with you taking pictures of anything we put up on the screen. You'll be getting a manual when you arrive. It's a 325-page manual. You can't get anywhere else. So you're going to have all the tools there you need to work with. And just come and try to get rid of all the baggage and leave it behind and get everything done that you need to get done in those 4 days before you come so that you don't have to spend your time chasing details back home. And of course, I'm going to let you bring your phone into class, but that doesn't mean you're going to be able to use it. So no texting and no emails in class until we take breaks. But you can use it to take pictures. So with that said, I don't have anything else. How about you, Brian and Lynette?
Well, don't forget to bring in lots and lots of lead sheets. We're ecstatic to call your sellers.
Yes. Can't wait to see you all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome.
See you all
Ron.
Next week. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.